This is an MUT Radio podcast.
A very good morning. Sanibonani, isikhatsakho njengamanje. 15 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it is hashtag healthy habitude. And today on the Let's Talk It Out, we are joined by Unasizo Wagwamdende, all the way from Kuphina khona laphana Eastern Cape. Uhamba nani na inqiyo Eastern Cape. Okwi organization yakhe akayifanda wayenza ukuthi na ibe yona lento eyona namhlanje. We are speaking about preserving a culture and a language. The importance of languages cannot be undervalued. Masikhuluma nge indigenous languages is essential for ensuring the continuation and the transmission of our culture, our customs, abakhona, the history ekhona. But also, it is important to address the biodiversity laws ekhona. Professor Megan Davies, chair of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, said, and I quote, saving the indigenous languages is crucial to ensure the protection of the cultural identity and dignity of individual indigenous people and safeguard their tradition and our heritage, close quote. And right about now, we are joined by Unasizo Wagwamdende. Unasizo!
Hi, Butwa, Molweni.
Molweni, unjani? Thank you so much for honoring the invite here too. Mina will be more on Zulu, right?
Okay.
Ngizobekilanga sesizulwini and abanye amagama maybe ngizowasho ngesiNgisi if unga understand. Right. So today we're speaking about inqiyo Eastern Cape. Before sise singene lapho, Nasizo Mndende, abantu abaningi they wanna know this 29-year-old version and how did she do it? And how did you actually not succumb to the pressure ekhona e university? Njengoba sazi ukuthi na you also a graduate lapha yena e University of Fort Hare.
So abantu ke abangandaziyo, I'm Nasizo Mndende. I was born in the Eastern Cape in the small town ebizwa ngoba na iPosetoga, also known as Elodale. So most of ubumbamke the Kwele ezilalini. And then, you know, most bana ezilalini, we have a certain way where sikhuliswa ngakhona as the parents zethu. And we also have a certain standard of living. So, mna, I am from a very Christian family. So, in a Christian background where we go to church, where we are told that in Zimba yethu itempile ka Yehova. So, I grew up, okay, I have to respect myself. I have decisions that will have a positive impact in my life. So when I moved to varsity, and the mentality of ukuba and funny to disappoint my parents.
Yeah.
I don't want to disappoint those that are close to me. And ngokubona the challenges as affect those that are close to me. And then let me use their mistakes my own mistakes. So I think that's why I'm here today, because of self-discipline. It's because of being principled, and it's because of setting my own goals.
And then you shared something like on your Facebook page like a few days ago, thanking someone who actually took you in ulaphayana ufika e University of Fort Hare, and he did not actually take advantage of ukukusiza kwakhe and whatnot. So how did that actually shape you to be the Nasizo that you are today, and actually just shining a light ukuthi nabasekhona abantu besilisa abaright ngaphandle?
One thing that I've learned throughout Bombam is that singabantu siyadingana.
Yes.
And I have been privileged in doing Bombam because in most cases in the fund about sad stories about how abantu bomama have been violated by men. So I see myself in Bombam, I'm very lucky that I have a bunch of men, Bombam, who have protected me instead of violating me. Yeah. So from the incident where Ubuti took me in ndingenanda yo lala ndingirezi lolo lo yangibonisa umuntu yangibonisa that you know umuntu awumncedi because you know them okanye because you know their status you can you help umuntu because a human being and because you are showing umuntu so that's why even nam with the little that I have, I'm able to help people. I'm able to touch people's lives because nam dienda bonisa umuntu phambili. So inxeba endenzelweyo ngubhuti and other people, it has also contributed in me. Yandenza into yobana ndisoloko ndizaspirithi zobana if someone next to me is struggling with something, let me lend a helping hand because ekugqibeleni that's what we need as mostly as young people and as women.
Shout out to Ubuti out there. Wakuthatha in man wakwenza wawuno nasizo lo esuyena namhlanje. So I want us to move to Inqiyo, Eastern Cape. In Zulu it is called Umhlanga and then in English it is called the Reed Dance. Ilapho kusuke kuqhakandiswa khona i-virginity kubantu besifazane ikakhulukazi nokuziphatha nje and ini na i-abstinence from ama sexual activities. So you as the founder of Inqiyo Eastern Cape, what was on your mind? What is the vision? And also, what are the mission now wenzayo to actually make sure kutena you preserve leli siko leli of actually ukhakambisa virginity kubantu?
So I started the initiative on my first year. University. I did social work.
Yeah.
And ngokujonga kwami Eastern Cape has statistics is a cool of teenage pregnancy. Yet, in programs that have to do with So, obviously, internet and stuff, I can see how girls in KZN are pilanga khona. I can see the programs as in Zwayo Payan. So, national plans, and I was like, instead of saying it is a one and just like KZN because of the good things in it, but how about I do something for my own province? Then that's when the initiative started coming up because mainly virgin nam on the one I want this because it's something that I relate to. Can I get a hand when this is know that I relate to because I'm fun with the plan and it's because of ban, I want to say because of mna. So I saw a gap in the ban. I'm young. This is my lifestyle. So how about I start a movement where other young people see me as their role model?
Yeah.
You understand? So I started the organization. And I was focusing mostly in my hometown. But as more I graduated, then abantu started noticing me. But no man, this thing is on that it's good. And they started approaching me, but how about you come?
Yeah.
Go down and introduce this program. Then that's how Gengoku it was named into your Eastern Cape. And one thing about it, as much as we are promoting abstinence, but also we want to ensure that we are grooming young leaders who will be able to use their voices in fighting social ills that we are facing in our communities. We want young people that are informed. We want young people that are brave to take a stand. And also we want young people who are going to be independent. So through the program, there's a lot of activities that we do to ensure that we equip young people. And when I'm saying young people, I don't want to say girls because unlike other programs, ours is not only for girls only, but it's for a born child as well.
Yeah.
Because we are saying in our way of empowering Kumtano Intombazana, let's also make sure that a boy child is not left behind. And also we understand that if we are talking about an issue like teenage pregnancy, it does not only include girls only. So why are we excluding boys? We understand that. So we want to build a united society where we can come together as young people, we can have discussions and we can come up with solutions on the challenges that are affecting us. So that's the entire concept of Inqiyo Eastern Cape.
I want to know about the reception now. The organization is up and running, and now you are on the ground now. Ukuyiqhakambisa nokubatshela futhi the importance of abstinence and whatnot. How was the reception? How did they receive the organization, Abantu Base Eastern Cape?
One thing about history, Central Eastern Cape, this story that shows the resilience of a young person.
Yeah.
The organization shows that no matter your background, no matter your circumstances, but you can still make it. Mm. I'm saying this because it's the 9th year that I've been running the organization.
Okay.
It's been very successful with no funding. Mm. So when I'm saying it shows resilience and being a hardworking young person, that I think nabanye abantu that I have in the organizations, mhlawumbe singafundwayo, I don't want them to give up.
Okay.
I don't want them to give up when they sifuna babone kum, because abantu abaninzi when they see me, they think I have it all. They think I have funds and all of that. But when I sit with them down, but no, guys, I don't have any funding. I'm doing this with a passion and with a support from my family and friends. Then abantu, they start being motivated. Initiatives that they started in last year. You understand?
Yeah.
So in terms of your reception from abazali, because I deal with kids, abazali, I don't wanna lie, the support that they are giving me is out of this world.
Yeah.
If it was not for them, maybe they say pay the organization, but it's here because they always support me. If there are camps that need to be attended by abandon, what do you need? How can we help you?
Yeah.
So abazali are very hands on in terms of making sure that the program and institutions and finance all, they are also playing a huge part, because every time when they request that you have a presentation at school, Banamkela with so much of events that are welcoming.
Yeah.
So I can say the community at large, like, it's very supportive. It's very supportive, and we really appreciate that, because if you are able to reach abantwana, if you are able to reach the numbers, this is fun. I think that is a huge impact as a community, and it's our wish and aim to work with as many stakeholders as we can, because Nendo 80, such programs should grow and they should be known and they should be available to people. That's why to see as Lali in Kwezandao kunga iwayo abandabani, because once abandabani abakwezandao they can do anything in life, but most importantly, sizame nokulwa challenges.
We are celebrating Africa Month in Nasizo, and speaking of Africa Month, the culture, the language, the tribes. You are from the Xhosa tribe. I want to know from you the importance of preserving the culture, preserving the mother tongue or the home language, as we call it.
It's very important. The slogan,
yeah,
and one of the things that is Tetayo City, let us not allow the language that we speak to determine our intelligence.
Oh yeah, yes.
The reason why we are saying that is because most young people from Islamin, they are scared to express themselves using their mother tongue.
Yeah.
Because Baba Nendo 80 comes down within the presentation is close. So even at when you're not that intelligent. Yeah. Or informed. And I think abantwana, they get inspired when they see someone on TV and it is poster.
Yeah.
They get inspired when they see someone a village, this is Zulu, which is something of Nerasiba Kutazil, Akundabana. In languages, they just call it Guzo. Mustaking abandon, must express Guzo, and must be proud. At the same time, even how we dress, we should be proud of isinqubo sethu ungafili ashamed of ukuba umbhaco wakho wakwaXhosa ba ungumXhosa yana sena because izinto ezo that as that are carrying so much history about where we are coming from as black people and also thina as the young generation are co-informed about izinto ezinje and the culture yethu iye is fade each and every day because you check the documentaries that has to do with the culture yethu azikho you check like is you know that we're supposed to be educating us about the culture yethu azikho that means ke ngoku yi responsibility to thina ngoba masizame ngandlela zonke to make sure that the culture yethu ayilahleki culture yethu ayifi by educating ourselves so that singaphulukani with our identities uyayibona ngithi mina I love someone on the bizana ngesiduko sam and as the case that lesiduko lisiza kanti make this struggle
yeah it's thakazelo yes
yeah so I love someone I love someone who calls me Madlamini I'm like what yebo I get so excited because uchukumisa something in me. Yabo uchukumisa my roots, uchukumisa my identity, who I am. So this is the way that we should embrace daily and also to ensure that abeza emva kwethu abantwana, we also pour the knowledge that we have with them so that we can keep our African spirit
Do we see Inciyo Eastern Cape actually traveling all the way from eGqeberha to KZN maybe kuzohlanganyela emkhosini womhlanga as we call it Inciyo in isiXhosa?
Definitely that is our aim because I also have as from last year I started having a movement of venturing into some other provinces as well.
Yeah.
So we started with Rustenburg. I already have about 100 kids in Rustenburg alone. So our aim is to ensure that we reach as many parts of the province as we can and also to partner with other organizations doing similar work with us. So we will definitely be glad to come to Umkhosi Womhlanga. We actually consider it some other time, but the problem with us was transport because I have a lot of kids that I would love to partake and all of that. So if we can have a chance and resources, we'll definitely come.
All right. Nasizo Fethu, you are prolific. You are umuntu wesifazane onamandla. And we wish you tena bonke abantu out there. They tena set a good example. And then they take initiative of actually making sure ukuthena abantu abasha emphakathini bakhula besesandleni esifudumele. We thank you so much for that. Maybe you can share maybe your social media handles, nama contact. Shurilpi, ukuthena there is someone out there. Ozo tando kumana nani. Ozo tanda futhi mhlambe ukufaka isandla lapha nalapha ya.
People can get me on Facebook. I am Nasizo Qhakaza Nolali Mndende, or you can just search Nasizo Mndende. My name just appears there. You can also search the organization. It's Inciyo Eastern Cape. Then our phone number is 073-254-5801.
Thank you so much, Nasizo. All the best.
Thank you so much,
Puchas.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.